podcast from the Nerd Watch about San Diego Comic-Con and all the nerd news you love to talk about. I am joined by the extremely offensive Todd Bernardi, the very talented and horror aficionado Gannon, Aaron, the master of hard media, the man from the quantum realm, the gaming guru himself, Format, and of course, the comic master, Dr. Daddy Leaks.
Oh, yeah.
Show enough.
So
I got the glow now.
Nobu wants me to say it because they need a new ringtone.
No, they do. You will not say that on the show, Aaron. We were talking off the air about some stuff that will not be said on this program.
He can do it when we're done with the show.
After we're done with the show.
They can record it off a live or whatever.
Very, very good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for part two of the San Diego Comic-Con special. And this one's going to be a little controversial. No, that does not mean Todd gets to say naughty words on this show, but this is a little controversial.
Man, I got to powder my forehead before we do these shows. Look how shiny
you
I
are
am.
Pretty shiny.
Yeah,
it's
damn.
It's pretty crazy. Well, here's the thing.
I look like a broke-ass Bill Murray.
Do you ever see Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Love that movie. Wow! Holy cow! Seriously?
No, man. I'm looking at myself on the video. I'm like, ugh.
All right. Well, let's talk about the one thing that's on everybody's mind.
Say it.
No.
That would have been a good time.
No. Let's.
That would have been a perfect time for him to say it.
Let's talk about
Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No. Not what we're talking about. What we want to talk about.
It's good.
Is the introduction of DC's all new online only subscription service.
I was right to drop it.
Okay. And not only that, they have given us the trailer for the exclusive DC program. Titans.
And lineup and what you can expect.
And what you can expect, yes.
$8 a month to listen to Robin disrespect his master.
His master.
It's $5 a month if you pay for it for the whole year.
That's pretty good, actually.
It's actually better than Netflix, except...
And you're going to watch all the programs in the first 2 months and go,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
right.
They can't really promise enough content to support going for a whole year.
Right.
I don't see it.
I don't see it, but I think that's why they offer digital comics as well, right?
Well, it's going to be digital comics. You'll have access to exclusive merchandise. There's going to be exclusive shows.
So wait, digital comics as if you're going to be able to read it on the TV screen?
I think so.
That's a novel
idea.
Yeah,
like they're going to do a whole line of Justice League animated figures from the original show, and you'll only be able to get it if you get this service.
Really?
Yeah. So that's part of it.
Are they doing like an Amazon contingent?
I don't know.
Just going to wipe everybody who does internet stuff out?
I don't know. Just from a content
point of view,
are they going
to do a social networking site?
I'm not seeing it.
Well, I don't even see it because even if you take Warner Brothers DC film library.
And the thing is, they're not going to have everything because they have licensing arrangements with other companies to have certain things. So they're not going to even have everything.
So I'm curious if all the CW stuff is going to be moving from Netflix to the DC universe.
Not for as long as they have these agreements. Because they have contracts for whatever content is wherever it is. Maybe once it's over, they can move it over. But
yeah, fair enough.
You know what? If DC was smart, they would bring back that show that got canceled about the...
Lois and Clark?
Yeah.
Constantine.
Oh, Constantine would be amazing. No, I'm talking about the...
But it has to be Keanu Reeves.
Wait. I thought... not Constantine. I'm thinking of Lucifer. Lucifer got picked up.
I'm talking about the one...
Lucifer got brought back by Hulu?
With Danny... Yeah. The one with Danny Pudi and the...
Powerless.
Powerless.
Pudi Tang.
Pudi.
Oh, Powerless. Oh, God. If we could get Powerless back, I would actually buy that streaming
Start team. Your petition. Hashtag bring Powerless back.
I would not... get this DC streaming or whatever, I'd find a way to watch these shows otherwise. But if Powerless came to that, I would buy that service.
Wow. It's pretty cool.
That's how good that show was.
Wow.
That's because Vanessa Hudgens was in it.
Her and Alan Tudyk.
Is that the one in the hospital for overdose, a heroin overdose?
No, that's Demi Lovato.
Oh, Demi Lovato.
Oh, you idiot.
Sorry.
No, okay. That's Lindsay Lohan. No, that's...
No, that's a normal weekend for her.
Sorry.
It's time for my heroin overdose.
I got my...
It's like, what day is it? Oh, crap.
Freaky Friday.
I got my female pop culture icon wrong. I'm sorry. Let's talk about what is the most...
Aaron would never get those confused.
No, he wouldn't. That's not his... Never. So let's talk about the main attraction for this online service.
Their first selling point.
Their first selling point, of course, is the exclusive series called Titans.
I can't wait until they get replaced by Titans Go.
I tell you what, I am not a fan
of Titans
Go.
I'm pretty sure they cast Gregory Sipes as Beast Boy, so.
I am not a fan of Titans Go, but I cannot wait to see the Titans Go movie. It looks fun.
The world wants to see that movie.
Right now, it's sitting at 100%.
Yeah, it looks cool.
On the, you know, the review aggregate that I hate to talk about.
RT.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes.
It's doing good. But Warner Brothers is actually notoriously known for approving certain reviews for Rotten Tomatoes
are they?
First.
Did not know that.
And then you can release the rest. They've actually done it before.
Those bastards.
They did it for Annabelle.
Did they
Remember when Annabelle Creation came out? It was going 96, 96,
it was 97,
96.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, wow, this sounds really good.
Yeah.
And then the second all the rest of the reviews got released, it was going down to like 70, 60, 50. So like...
Wow.
That's how it was figured out.
I didn't
out.
Know that. That's
yeah.
crazy.
They because Rotten Tomatoes belongs to Warner Brothers.
I thought
how I understand is that Rotten Tomatoes is a Warner Brothers affiliate.
Didn't know that. I thought they were a Viacom affiliate. I did not know that.
I thought it was Warner. I think it's Warner Brothers.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know that. So let's get back to the subject. It's almost like we're trying to avoid talking about the
Titans. I don't
want to
talk about it.
Let's talk about
Beast Boy's green.
His
That's
hair's
a plus.
Green.
Oh, it's just his hair.
I don't think his skin's green.
They showed him running, so it's kind of.
They showed him jumping off of a roof.
Starfire's dressed like a hooker, huh?
All right,
I'm in
She's
for that.
Coming back from a Halloween party.
Is that why she has a purple dress?
Starfire in Teen Titans Judas Contract in the animated thing was very provocatively drawn, like barely wearing anything.
Okay.
The animated film.
The animated film.
Okay.
I never saw it.
I never did either.
And she actually goes from like 15-year-old to 20-year-old in the course of the movie too. So when she's 20, she's a little bit taller than Nightwing. And in the court, like Robin becomes Nightwing.
My question is that one of the reasons why they got rid of the teen in the Titans? I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, right?
So they could have more adult characters?
It's going to be adult. It's going to be a little dark, for
well,
sure.
Well, also, there's a comic series, The Titans, that's kind of the same reason. You can't stay teens forever, you know?
Well, and they are one of the original runs, I think, they ended one of the original runs with them saying, we're not even teenagers anymore. We should just stop. We should just disband. And then it's like everybody at the end of the issue like quietly walks
well, that's,
off.
Well, that story arc you were talking about, the Judas Contract, is the story arc where Robin becomes Nightwing.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question. This is the most controversial section of the Titans trailer. When Robin utters, Todd, shut up. When Robin...
He doesn't say that in the trailer.
When
I
Robin,
wish he did.
When Robin utters the...
And I don't, even if Robin told me to shut up, I probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you're just a Robin.
I would just step on your neck.
And then he would... Yeah.
When Robin utters the F-bomb about Batman, that...
And then he looks over his shoulder to see if Batman heard him.
He's like...
It seemed as if that right there from that moment, it seemed like that the trailer was trying a bit too hard to separate itself. I thought it was like, well, I mean, and then Robin kills people. I was like,
awesome.
What the hell?
He's like, Batman's not the only person who can senselessly murder civilians.
No, he senselessly paralyzes people. He doesn't kill them.
In BVS, he doesn't kill anybody.
He had a machine gun in his airplane.
I didn't finish my sentence.
Those are rubber bullets.
He killed criminals, not innocent
that's
people.
True.
That were oh yeah, because he's judge, jury, and executioner. I forgot
he
that's
paralyzed
how.
Don't get me
criminals.
Wrong. I can't back that up either. But let's not mince words. He did not kill innocent
right.
people.
So why don't
you
we
don't
talk about
some
how
of those guys were just hanging
why don't
out
we
with their
talk about how many
pier.
People Punisher kills?
Look,
like I'm just hanging out by this warehouse. What's going on?
Batman
first
pulls
of all,
them full of lead.
Just because they can't walk doesn't mean they're dead. Okay, right?
I don't know.
So what
how come? How come we never talk about how many people like Daredevil kills or paralyzes?
Because
he's a badass.
Well, not
it's
just
never
that.
Addressed that Daredevil has that rule.
But Batman has Batman.
Same thing with Punisher.
Robin
I think that,
is under
I think,
the tutelage of Batman, though. Come on.
Hey, Punisher's not Punisher unless somebody dies, man.
You can't call out Daredevil though because he's handicapable.
True.
Okay.
That makes up for
That's
it.
Right. He can't see who he's killing.
He
can't see that they're dead.
He goes, they're still alive, right?
I
assume he's still breathing.
I think I hear his heartbeat a little bit.
Yeah, I hear it with my Daredevil senses.
That could be my heartbeat too, though. I don't know.
It's kind of loud.
I think that this Titans shows sort of the answer for the street level Marvel stuff that's going on Netflix. I think that those shows are fantastically violent, and a lot of people just get wholesale slaughtered throughout those television mm-hmm. shows,
right?
Especially, you know, and the people that do live will never walk again or are going to be paraplegics. So I just can't. I can't.
Have you ever been punched by an iron fist?
Right. So I just can't. At least twice. I can't really. I can't last really.
But
say,
you can do that with those characters because all of the, there's no hard and fast rules with any of those characters. Well, they have a no killing rule. Not
I'm going to say this. It gets a little like less forgivable when the person's wearing a funny costume, and that's what they're doing with DC.
You know what?
It's funny. You think a Robin costume is funnier than
the Robin costume is funny.
I didn't think of
that. It's regular and green.
That's the only difference.
It's the colors of Rastafarian Jamaicans.
Okay, but in the context of the show, it's not brightly colored like you're trying to make it sound.
No, but that's a very interesting point.
He's wearing the same red that Daredevil's wearing.
Surprisingly, Alika makes a good point. I mean, that is.
Well, it's fun to dress up and kill people.
I mean,
that's what they did in The Purge, right?
I didn't think about that. That's interesting. I mean, you are fashioning these guys as, you know,
walking, talking merchandise,
right? And then for them to turn
around. And then
around
they like to kill people.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting.
Because F Batman.
It's interesting. I didn't think of it that way, but you're right. That's weird. That is a little weird.
I'm
right.
Not sure. What point are you agreeing with?
What I'm agreeing with is that
it's fun to kill while you're wearing a costume. It makes it more fun.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what these serial killers are getting wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a costume.
You need to dress up
more. You need a costume. It's what it is. No, but what I'm saying is that when you think of Batman and Robin, I mean, you think of Batman as this very dark character, and Robin is he's kind of like the opposite of that, trying to be
lighter.
Hang on.
Let's be a little bit more specific. When you're talking about Robin, which Robin?
All right.
I'm talking
that's
about
actually very important semantic
that's true.
Argument.
No,
I'm talking
true.
About the very
semantic,
last
very
Robin that we saw in costume live action.
Right.
And that's Chris O'Donnell.
The best Robin.
I don't think Alika should be included in this conversation anymore.
That's who's playing Robin on Titans, right? Chris O'Donnell. If Chris O'Donnell doesn't make a cameo on the that's Titans, true. I'm going to be so mad.
He quit NCIS.
Oh,
LA.
You know, I know what his cameo can be. What? He shows up through one of those sliders wormholes.
Nobody's going to remember that.
People watch sliders.
Nobody's going to get that.
You know what sliders
no
was.
No one's going to get that. You and like three other guys are going to get that.
No,
sliders was. Yeah. Yeah. Like four,
no way.
Three, maybe four.
And they'd be like, Chris O'Donnell. That wasn't even
most
the guy who was on Sliders.
Like, what's happening?
Yeah. I find it very
interesting. Chris O'Donnell wasn't on Sliders. It
no,
was somebody
was
who looked like
O'Connell.
Him.
Jerry O'Connell.
You know what, though? They all look alike. Yeah, they all look the same.
Well, I think it's interesting.
Wasn't he on Sin City?
Technically, he was on a superhero show of his own when he was a little kid.
Yeah, but My Secret Identity.
Yeah, he
flew around using aerosol cans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember
he
that one.
Flow.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, that was a good one.
But
he also did the voice of Superman in that Death of Superman.
That's thing. The name of the show is My Secret Identity, the one where he could fly with spray cans.
Yeah. Now,
I rewatched that
now,
one.
Now, after watching.
And that was Chris O'Donnell?
No.
Jerry O'Connell.
That was Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah. Same guy.
The guy from Sliders.
It's the same guy.
It's the guy that
their names
my
rhyme. I just noticed
Jerry
that.
O'Connell and Chris O'Donnell.
Yes.
They're the same guy.
I hope they're friends in real life.
Oh, my God.
They absolutely hate each other.
They would just have belly laughs all the time when they see each other.
It's that guy from Sliders.
So do you think, here's my question about getting back to the Titans thing. Since we are using the Grayson Robin.
Yeah.
Are we
Chris O'Donnell.
Are we actually setting up for him to be Nightwing and have his own show?
You know what I think is going to happen?
Well, it's
is
not
there,
Teen Titans. It's Titans. They're going.
They're
I think they're
going right?
to do Robin as long as they can to keep people's interest. And then when they're losing the very last minute, then they're going to do this the Judas contract and do the Nightwing story arc. And everybody's going
to
come back to the
be
show.
Interesting to have Deathstroke involved in that universe when he already exists.
I agree.
And have
universe.
It played by Joe Manganiello.
I have a Joe
Manganiello.
Manganiello.
I don't think you're saying that right.
Joe.
It's like Daniel Putty, right?
I have a question. Now, since we are in the Titans universe,
yeah, who's the fifth?
That's a good question.
Cyborg's
but,
in the league, so who's the fifth?
Yeah.
Is
so,
it Speedy?
Ambush Bug.
Kid Flash?
Aqualad?
I have a question.
I don't know.
Do we see, because of the popularity of the characters...
Do we get a CG-head Little Momoa? he's
2 feet shorter.
I'm interested to see if, because of the popularity of the character, do we see Harley Quinn?
Why?
She has her own streaming show.
She's got
guys, she has her own show slated for the streaming service.
Does she?
It's
I didn't
an animated
miss,
show.
I missed it.
Oh, I thought it was live action.
It's an animated show.
It's animated.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, so it's not live.
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
There's
it's
a, an but it's a
show.
Series.
It's an animated show. I think Margot Robbie's doing the voice, too.
Who is?
I thought Margot Robbie's doing the voice for it.
No, no way.
I did not.
When I heard that,
I thought
well,
Tara Strong was.
I didn't like the,
for the animated.
Yeah, I
the
didn't like the
time,
the girl
well, the
from
first time I ever heard of it. This is long before there was even a DC streaming service that she was going to be involved with animated production. But I don't know. Yours could be right too. I don't know.
I didn't like the girl from Big Bang Theory that did it in the movie. Didn't like her. She did the voice of it in the one Harley Quinn versus Batman or whatever the heck of the name of that was.
What's funny is that Tara Strong's not even the original voice.
She's not, but she's good though.
But people really gravitate to her.
They like her. She's got a.
She looks like she could do Harley Quinn live action too.
It's the way she says. Yeah. It's the way she says Goyle. I think is what it is.
You got to have that New York accent.
Isn't Goyle. That like a Jewish priest or something?
No, that's a Goyle.
That's,
no, that's a Goyle. That's
a Moyle.
It's a Moyle. A Goyle.
He's just gonna randomly insert confidence. Yeah.
It's Gollum.
It becomes a word.
It's a Gollum.
It's a Gollum.
It's a Doyle.
All right.
A Goyle. A foil.
A boil. It's a boil.
A Doyle. All right, a foil.
So, yeah.
Yoyle?
Yeah. all right.
Back to Titans, though. I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do we find ourselves gravitating to actually subscribe to watch these shows?
If we get to watch Robin F. Batman, yeah, I'm watching it.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty crazy.
I think that's the wrong streaming service.
I know I always say on this show that I don't get too precious about this, and I'm really not, but it does come across as super desperate to try and get everybody's attention. And that turned me off to the show.
Wow.
Not Robin saying F Batman, not Robin stepping on next. The fact that that's what you're starting the tone of your whole thing off of, it just feels desperate.
Show me where the bad man touched you.
Yeah,
I'll
just,
kill
it
him.
It just feels so desperate to try and get attention.
Do you,
and show that me turns me off.
I
because
just,
cause think about it. The only boom. Takeaway from that whole trailer is what he says.
Right. No, you're
you
right.
You can't
that's
tell
it.
Me what happens in that trailer other than that. Nobody can. Because
Starfire starts turning on fire.
Starfire.
You could guess that and be right, though.
I think what's interesting is she's trying to start a fire and she has fur on. I mean,
she doesn't have an
fire.
Instagram account anymore because everybody's hating on her.
Really?
Yeah, you haven't
heard
about this?
Toxic fandom.
The actress that plays her has already gotten rid of her Instagram, and the show didn't even start yet.
Here we go.
Star Wars fans are starting to spread.
She turned off the comments after James Gunn's tweet. She was just...
Wow.
She's like, not going to happen to me.
Not going
to... When they find my tweet.
I got to go on Twitter and say something.
You should. All right, so I guess we're not subscribing. Well, Alika is, and then he'll tell us how
it
is.
I kind of want to subscribe just to try it out for a month, but I'm not.
I'll
do it for the
subscribe
sake of
for Swamp Thing.
Now that's interesting. If Swamp Thing becomes
supposedly not part of that universe either,
with Dick Durock back in the
that would Dick Durock would be awesome.
Yeah. He's so, probably like 70 now, but whatever.
That is going to be live action though, right?
Yay!
They I think
said
so.
It's not.
Okay, I just want
it to better be.
Swamp Thing's kind of up in the air. They haven't said exactly how.
That'd
be
a huge
yet.
Bummer if that's not live action.
So my question is: if Swamp Thing becomes a big thing for DC, do we get Giant Size Man Thing from Marvel?
Do we get Swamp Crotch?
Giant Size Man Thing. Well, we're going to be too busy getting X-Men and Fantastic Four.
That's
so.
Oh, that's right. I guess the deal is complete. We haven't talked about that. The whole,
Comcast bailed on the
Comcast bailed, and now Fox is going to be sold to
and
Disney.
Then 5,000 people are going to lose their jobs.
That's right. It's about right.
I'm still getting my X-Men.
Commerce is great.
Yeah, like nobody cares about how many antitrust laws are being broken by them merging, but...
What if
people are happy about X-Men coming
what
to like
if
me? I'm happy. About
Marvel
it.
Studios gets X-Men and screws it up for you.
They're not going to screw it up any worse than Bryan Singer did.
What if it's worse?
There's no possible way. There's zero way. They could seriously just pick up. They could put you in the Wolverine costume, but if Disney spent Disney money on the costume.
You'd seriously watch a Wolverine movie if it was Todd Bernardi.
In a yellow costume.
If Disney
just
made it.
Just because Kevin Feige made it.
If the music was right. He's hairy enough. Come on, man.
I'll give you that.
Wow.
He's short. He's surly. Well,
I gotta admit, yeah, I would actually watch that.
Surprisingly, I
as long as he had.
How bad Todd does it.
If he had the little blue, like semicircular, you know, those shoulder pads that he had in the '90s, I would watch that.
Wow. Wow.
I don't think they're going to do that in the movie.
And if they had the, they better. It's
Disney.
It
looks really silly in live
action. You think so? You don't even know. You don't know.
I guarantee you they will do it.
No.
They'll suggest that look, but they're not going to do it where it like sticks out like almost a foot.
Nah, bruh. He's gonna have blue gloves.
The way that Alika talks about this stuff makes me laugh because all I ever see on the big screen is when I see him in the yellow costume with the blue gloves,
with
all
the blue underwear on the outside.
And as soon as the claws come out, all I see is the words across the screen go snicked.
Yes.
In live action like this.
Yes.
Yeah,
and you
like,
see sparks fly out of them.
Let's go, brother.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I want to say.
And he has a cigar in his mouth.
Yeah,
but is he Australian or Canadian?
He's...
Well, in his first two cartoon appearances, Todd he's Australian. He's Australian, right?
He's an Okie from Finocchi, isn't he? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's an Okalied Okalie.
Yeah. I'm very excited about that. Anything else out of...
Hey, my girlfriend's watching right now.
Wow.
That's weird.
All
right, everybody, say dick jokes.
That's hot. Anyway,
dick jokes.
Anything else? Stop it, Todd. You don't say anything. All right,
you can say it, but he can't.
You can make comments, but you can't say naughty words.
I said it first.
No, you should be ashamed of yourself. Don't encourage him. Anything else from San Diego Comic Con that anybody thought was
the Godzilla trailer? Hello,
King of Monsters.
That looked freaking great. Yep.
King of Monsters.
Really?
I'm not a Godzilla fan.
That's fine. Not wow.
You're not required to be.
Yeah.
Wow. So you didn't like the trailer at all?
Isn't that the...
Do you have
it looks an awful lot like the... Isn't that the Godzilla version?
Do you have something against Japanese people?
Yeah. Is that the version
from...
There's
very few Japanese people in this movie. You know that, right? There's like one guy.
Millie Bobby Brown's Japanese, right?
It's true.
She's actually English.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And half deaf.
Really?
And in real life, she's a...
Hey, it's like the original Godzilla King of Monsters, except it's role reversal. So now there's only one Japanese guy in this movie, as when Raymond Burr was in the original, and he was the only white guy in a Japanese movie from back in the day.
Yeah, see, how come nobody gets mad about these Godzilla movies?
Which Godzilla is it, though?
They are remaking.
It's the Bryan Cranston, or it's a new Godzilla.
No, well, I
don't. It's the sequel to the Cranston movie.
In the trailer, she's Millie Bobby Brown is on the.
Because that's what matters to Godzilla fans is the version of the monster you're using.
She calls out to Monarch, so this is the same universe. And what's interesting about it is
Monarch.
Monarch is the project the new Godzilla story.
They're the team that researches all the giant.
Correct.
That was the team that killed Bryan Cranston's wife, right?
Mm. Yes, in that film. Yes, that's the one.
So it's all going to connect to Kong, too.
Yeah, it's going to all connect to Kong.
I just remember Bryan Cranston died in that movie, and I lost interest in the human characters.
I think Godzilla King of All Monsters looks cool. I think they are literally remaking the original King of All Monsters, is what I think they're going to do. So we're going to see Mothra. We're going to see King.
Gee, what makes you think that?
We're going to see King.
Is it because it's called Godzilla King of the Monsters?
I thought they'd do something different, but of course we're going to see King Ghidorah, which is pretty awesome.
Is it Ghidorah? Is that how you say that?
That's not how you
it's
say
Ghidorah.
That.
It's Ghidorah.
I don't think that's how you say that.
That's how I said it when I was a kid. King Ghidorah.
How do you say it, Foreman? I know Ghidorah. You know it, right?
It's Ghidorah, isn't it?
You have too many consonants. Like, you have too many pronunciations.
Seriously? It's not King Ghidorah. That's horrible. But yeah, anyway, I thought it looked good, and I thought Godzilla looks awesome. I'm a fan.
I can't believe Mike Doherty actually directed it.
Listen, the man who did Trick or Treat.
That's a big jump in his career.
Yeah, it's true.
And the artist responsible for the look of it, I don't know if you guys know Christopher Shy. He does really beautiful, I don't know if he's a digital painter or not, but when I saw the trailer, I was thinking, like, this kind of looks a lot like Christopher Shy's art. It turns out he actually worked as a concept artist on the movie.
Did he?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And he couldn't talk about it for the longest time while he was working on it. So now that the cat was out of the bag, he's like, oh, yeah, so I worked as a concept artist on the movie. And his art looks exactly like what the movie looks like. Like that sequence where the wings open up and everything.
So sweet.
Looks exactly like what his art would look like.
Is he as good as Todd?
Huh?
Is he as good as Todd?
Apples and oranges.
Oh, gotcha. Fair enough. Aaron, what is your take on all of this movie trailer madness? What do you think?
I was not a fan of Godzilla.
Wow. You also don't like
Japanese.
So
moving
people.
On, let's talk about Glass.
He was hoping for a continuation of the Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
Yes. Yeah. I tell you what, I am a fan
That's
of that because
funny.
Of how bad it is.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
No, it's not.
It is. It is. Sorry,
you guys
it
have
is.
Lost all credit.
It's. You know why it's good?
Madison Square Garden with a bunch of baby Godzillas acting like raptors.
It's horrible, but that's what makes it so good.
Yeah. No.
It's
that's
bad.
The one that's Godzilla that all Godzilla fans have roundly accepted to reject.
Godzilla
from
hides underground.
Right. He's a stealthy lizard.
He burrows tunnels under New York and nobody hears this.
I think it's awesome. I think it's so funny that it's awesome.
No.
I think that he hides behind buildings like a shifting.
No.
Little,
if you like Jurassic
like
World, you can
like
no.
This.
No. You don't get away with this one. No.
Come on.
Everything you're saying is needlessly provocative.
On. It was great. No, it was fun. It was fun.
You're an idiot.
Shut
up.
I will say that.
Elika, you want to be the new host?
No problem.
I will say that the Matthew Broderick.
Todd, you're fired.
Matthew Broderick's story is pretty bad, but I think the Godzilla stuff was really so stupid that it was fun. I really enjoyed that movie for as dumb as it was. I gotta agree with Aaron on that one. I gotta.
You guys are just trying to seem interesting.
No,
but
it's not. It's
choices.
The truth.
I'm not interested.
You're totally interested. You should watch it. It's
this
really
is
good.
What people do. Is like, I want to say something that's gonna be completely left field. It's gonna make people like, pay
yeah,
attention.
Be like,
because I like something that everyone else hates.
No, it's true. I'm not saying it just because. I've always had a fond for that movie.
See? I'm telling you. It's what it is.
You know what? I love the Street Fighter movie, though. So. I can't. But that's not trying to be treated seriously. And right. Yeah.
It's true.
Godzilla's trying to get away with the idea that this thing can burrow
around.
In
that film, E. Honda's Polynesian and not Japanese. So,
what?
Yeah. In the movie.
No. I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah.
Now that I process it,
yes,
I agree.
Yes. So,
all right, so what was the last, Glass was the last trailer? Right?
All right, last trailer, or the last important trailer that most of us saw, I did
last
not
last trailer of note.
Of
Let's
note.
Put it that way,
I didn't get a chance to see it because I actually don't want to ruin the movie.
You didn't watch the last trailer at all?
I didn't watch the last trailer. I don't want to. I kind of don't want to.
Why are we talking about it then?
Well, I'm curious to see.
I'll just describe the whole thing and make the whole point of
hearing
it.
I'm curious of what your thoughts are on it after you guys saw it.
For a first trailer, it does give a lot.
Some people were actually disappointed with the trailer, which was interesting. I didn't know why, so you guys can expound on that a little bit. Was it good?
I don't know why they're disappointed.
Why would they be disappointed?
I thought it looked good.
I was reading that some of them.
And he didn't even see Unbreakable.
No, I saw Unbreakable. I didn't see Split.
Right. I got it wrong. He didn't see Split.
I didn't see Split.
Okay. Unbreakable's fantastic.
But I heard your guys' reviews of Split and got all the spoilers. So.
Split's good. Yeah. You gotta watch Split.
I might go back and watch it. But
even
I loved
if you don't know they're connected, it's really
I good. Loved Unbreakable. Like, I thought that was a great movie. I have high hopes for Glass. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, Unbreakable is a film that was ahead of its time. A lot of people don't understand that is a comic book movie to its core. And big
what do you mean?
Out.
It's obviously a comic book movie.
For the opening narrative.
No.
Since the beginning of comics.
But you know, when you saw that movie back in the day,
when you went to go see it,
right.
there's nothing in the marketing to suggest it was a comic book themed movie. I'll give you that.
Right, and that's what I really
you didn't know
about
that until the thing started.
I really hope that Glass is good. I hope that I know that Bruce Willis will deliver. I know that James McAvoy will deliver. I'm curious to see how Samuel L. Jackson's Mr. Glass, what's going to be his deal now. I'm kind of curious how he fits into
his
the picture.
His bones break.
Don't break my bones. I am Mr. Glass.
There is a kind of hokey-ish moment in the trailer where the two of them meet and he actually says...
This is where the villains team up.
It does, but you're getting it a little contextless. You're not watching the scope of the movie,
right?
But it did.
To be fair, that's how he was in Unbreakable, though.
Yeah,
he was very like. So this is how comics work.
Yeah, like comic books were his touchstone to everything.
Interesting. Oh,
so I'm hoping when you watch the movie, it's not going to be like when the Sandman and Venom teamed up in Spider-Man 3.
First of all,
I hate Spider-Man. I hate him too. Let's team up.
They're like high five, friend.
It was literally that quick.
Sandman was brilliant. Better than Doc Ock.
That was the only good thing in that movie.
Sandman, yeah. It should have just been a Sandman villain movie.
Yep, agreed.
I want to see the fan cut where they take away all the Venom stuff.
Yeah.
God, that would be so good. It would be so good.
You probably could do it.
I can't wait to watch the editor's cut, too, of that movie. I hope it's good.
You can go get it anytime you want.
Even if it's just an hour long, they should make that cut.
There's actually, I don't know if I talked about this ever, but there's actually a cool deleted scene from Spider-Man 3 where they're at a park, like the wife and the daughter. and she sees like this big elaborate sandcastle. Yeah. She goes to approach it, and I think he gives her something somehow through the sand. I don't know what it is. I can't remember that part. And it's such a touching moment because like that's the only way he could see her, kind of a thing.
Wow.
And I was like, that wasn't in the movie?
Wow.
It's in the producer's cut, but yeah, it was good.
Interesting.
Yeah. They
Sam Raimi knew what he wanted. Like, that's the stuff Sam Raimi wanted to do. He was just forced to
and
shoot.
And Venom is the marketing stuff. They're like, put Venom in there.
Yeah, yeah. They did.
The kids know Venom.
That's
because
right.
Because Sam Raimi knew Spider-Man. Yeah. He deserved to make those movies. Yeah. I mean, they were good.
Hey, he should have finished it on his
but
terms.
But you know what? Who cares? Sony knows Venom. So there. All right?
We'll see.
We'll see when their R-rated Venom movie comes
out. Yeah,
up.
We'll see. We'll definitely see.
I can't wait for all the restaurants to do Venom cheese now that that's a thing.
Oh, yeah, the Venom cheese with the activated
with the charcoal. Activated.
I wonder how long into the movie it takes before Venom licks someone's face.
Not long, I guarantee you.
Did
not
they
long.
Show a Venom trailer at Comic-Con? I don't remember one coming out or them
they,
even talk about
no,
it.
No, there was.
They must have shown it.
They showed, there was a new footage, and actually yeah. they talk about one of the other symbiotes, not...
yes, that was the rumor. It's not.
It's not Carnage, but there's another symbiote.
Right.
Is like
there's other symbiotes,
like Lasher or something.
Yeah, the Planet of the Symbiotes and Separation Anxiety had all these generic like side symbiotes, and I think it's one of them who's coming back. But then at the end, we're probably going to get Carnage. I mean, that's just
they have finally affirmed finally that this is not going to have any ties to Spider-Man.
First of all, it's symbiote. Secondly,
symbiote, my lord. Symbiote.
It sounds Filipino, doesn't it? Symbiote.
David Michelinie says you can say it both ways.
You can say it both ways.
Well, what does he
Michelinie
know?
Says
I mean,
it.
He says
go
you
both
can.
Ways.
Who's this guy, Michelinie guy?
Michelinie Heim, Michelinie
I didn't even think
ho.
That's how you said his name, if I'm being honest.
That's right.
I thought this whole time it was Michelinie or something
I
like
thought
that.
It was Michelinie.
Is actually the correct pronunciation. We were schooled on that.
Yeah, we were. Aaron, were you impressed by anything in SDCC? Any trailers you liked or anything? You haven't talked very much, but you're going to get your moment in the sun here pretty soon.
No,
so
no.
We're going to find out what's underneath the table.
Trailers
here in a
wise, no, it didn't. Like
no, nothing.
Not like past years.
Nothing blew you away. Wow.
They were well. You know, this year's San Diego Comic Con format pointed it out too. Is that is it just kind of felt a little ho hum, and I think a big reason for that is like. Virtually everything the studio's been doing that's not Marvel, nothing's really working.
Comic book movie fatigue setting in.
I don't think it's even that. It's just DC can't get their stuff together. Every time somebody tries to
Aquaman,
a big
Aquaman, thing. Come on, man.
Now, yeah, but yeah. That's the only thing they have to show for.
Come
just
on, Ganon, the ocean is calling.
Remember last year when they did their DC panel? They announced like several movies.
Oh,
ahead,
yeah, that's
ahead
right.
Of time.
You did.
They talked about
did.
Ben Affleck doing the Batman movie, and none of those things happened. He might not even be Batman anymore.
Matt Reeves wants to dump him.
They didn't even bring stuff to Comic-Con that there are developing, like Birds of Prey and Suicide Squad 2.
Or the Joker movie
that they just announced. They didn't even talk about that at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like it seems like they're reaching this point. It's like, we don't want to talk about it on Comic-Con anymore because everybody's going to hold us to it, and we might not even do it now. And Michael Dougherty is a good example of that because they did a Comic-Con where they announced a lineup of movies for Legendary Pictures, and Trick or Treat 2 was one of them. The second Godzilla came up, he was like, you just threw that to the side and went and did Godzilla.
You know what?
So I think they don't want to announce stuff anymore because they might not do any of this
next
crap.
Year, San Diego Comic-Con, big announcer from D.C., Justice League Snyder Cut. It's happening.
It doesn't exist.
If it was ever going to happen, they would have announced it this year.
The editor says, or the cinematographer says it does exist, that they shot like 99% of that.
Footage, but not finished effects.
Right. They need to put the finished effects on it. They can't. Whoa. They say it. He says it exists. He just says it's not. They're probably never going to spend the money to.
Snyder Cut.
To do the special effects
Snyder
to make
cut.
It work.
You know what that sounds
but, you
like?
Know, I would almost accept a movie that had whatever was finished with the finished soundtrack from Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
And just with the color correction that Snyder did instead of when Whedon did it.
Oh.
I would almost accept that. Because somebody posted the Superman fight with the Justice League, just as it was in the movie that we saw.
Uh-huh.
But they edited the Man of Steel soundtrack that Hans Zimmer did to it.
Yeah.
And it was so much better.
Really?
Just that difference. It was so much better.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have the kind of lighter, fluffier adventures type of music.
Yeah.
It had this very serious music because the moment is a serious moment. It's, you know, you don't put the Superman theme in the middle of a fight between Superman and Flash. You save that stuff where Superman's doing Superman things.
It's true.
And the suit, no less.
Danny, yeah, like beating up the Flash.
Yeah.
Danny Elfman's
You don't want to harken back to Chris Reeve stuff when he's trying to kill the Flash, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like the Hans Zimmer soundtrack edited, nothing changed. The exact same scene you already know, just with the Hans Zimmer soundtrack. It was a million times better.
That's what I have always said. Danny Elfman's a hack. He should have stuck with Oingo Boingo.
To a certain degree, he was a hack on the Justice League, but he did have good stuff there.
Yeah.
But it was the whole movie. You can't really fault him on the whole movie is a hodgepodge.
All right, anybody can tell me what Danny Elfman's best musical soundtrack was? Any musical score?
1989 Batman.
Yeah, that's right. That was it.
I was going to say Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Really? Oh, Pee Wee's Big Adventure is good. I will give you that. It is good.
When you know it's him with his trademarks, that's good stuff.
What? 50 Shades? Are you serious?
Danny Elfman did the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack?
That's hilarious.
Well, that's sad.
All three.
That makes me sad.
That's awesome. Awesome. 50 Shades of Elfman.
That's sad.
That is pretty sad. That is pretty awesome.
Remember when his name used to mean something?
It did. It used to mean everything. Not anymore. Not anymore.
You want these guys to go back to their roots and do good stuff.
Yeah, you
do. That Batman soundtrack, though, is, I mean...
The Batman 89 soundtrack stands shoulder to shoulder with the John Williams Superman soundtrack.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know it does.
Whoa. Really?
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. That Williams Superman soundtrack
only because
is
they fit the tone of both those movies so perfectly and so it's in such an iconic
fashion. I'm
going to
agree with you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You associate that music with that character more than just the movie.
Okay, wait. Now you're getting me all riled up here because every time I agree.
I'm not
good.
Saying one's better than the other. I'm saying they stand right next to each other as iconic pieces of music to those characters.
Yep.
So, okay.
And John Jay's right. Danny Elfman's Batman music eventually inspired the Batman the Animated
Series.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, they moved over to the Animated Series, and that was the tone of the soundtrack for that, even though he didn't do the soundtrack for
it. And, you know, just to bring up the architecture of the first Batman, the Art Deco, building style, the noir 40s and, 30s look, even though it was supposedly modern day in the Animated Series.
Right.
But that...
they're going for a timeless feel. It could be...
Timeless,
in the 40s, it could be now.
But they had... they had like television and things like that.
All right. Well, now I'm interested. Now I want to hear it. I want to see if I can play it here. Give me a second.
I hope your Wi-Fi is working.
And speaking of Batman the Animated Series, the Blu-ray box set has been announced.
Oh, and it looks
coming
amazing.
Around Christmas time.
Huh. Now I'm interested. I don't know. What
are you doing? We don't own the rights to this music.
We're gonna get kicked.
I was just gonna say we can't post this anywhere.
No, we can because it's just music.
We don't own it. Dork.
We're gonna get kicked off of Facebook.
It's worse than saying.
Are you? Yeah, this is Batman.
All right.
Can you think of another piece of music for a character that makes
this,
you think?
Come on.
Because going back to Hans Zimmer, even his Christopher Nolan theme doesn't hold a candle to this.
No, that's fair enough. No, you're right.
It's good for those movies, but it doesn't command attention.
Okay.
I don't even remember the music from the Christopher Nolan movies.
It's dun, 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 dun. That's pretty much it.
It was about as good as the choreography from Batman Begins.
Wow, dude. What's up with that?
He had blades on his arms.
But yeah, like Aliga was saying, they announced the animated series for Blu-ray. And if you buy it, there's a set of it where you can get a t-shirt that has a listing of all the episodes on the back. I don't know who would want that.
There's like hundreds of episodes.
I know, but it's a listing of all the episodes on the back of the shirt.
Everybody knows they only want to know about
it's
one.
It's kind of like a...
Almost
kind
got
of.
Him.
All right.
Somebody pointed out that it's not as complete as they're trying to make it sound, though.
All right.
Because it has this. We're talking now.
What I'm saying is, we're talking now. This gets me emotional.
Yeah, but this, you think Superman, right?
It's true.
So when you hear the other,
no,
theme,
you're. I guess you're right. Yeah,
you think Superman? No, you don't. You think Batman.
That's the point we're making.
Okay.
You can turn this off now.
I thought what I thought you were talking about was, what I thought you were talking about was which was better.
No.
I
said
no
they stand
said
shoulder
that.
To shoulder with each other.
Okay.
I literally said that.
I don't know. I have to say that I do
oh
have
a...
No, yeah. I even made it a point to say that I never said one was better.
Okay. I love Superman.
Oh, my God. Do you pay attention
music.
To your own show
yeah,
or what?
I have no idea. I was just getting emotional about Superman.
I think the Batman
I
one
almost
is
cried.
Even the Wonder Woman 70s theme stands shoulder. No, it doesn't.
No.
I feel funky.
It's very true. But listen, I
timeless.
Can't, I am very interested to see who is doing the music for Aquaman. Do we know?
Zimmer.
Danny Elfman.
Is it really?
No, I
everything's underwater.
Guns N' Roses is doing the soundtrack for Aquaman.
Take me down to the Atlantic City.
Take me down to Atlantic City.
You think they have casinos and
where
stuff?
The seaweed's green and the mermaid's pretty.
Man, you stupid.
You got a pretty good Axl Rose voice,
oh,
man.
Won't you please take me home? Yeah.
No, he doesn't. Don't encourage him.
Yeah, he does, man.
I do. You know I do. Anyway,
we should start a Guns N' Roses cover band.
It's Gregson Williams.
Oh, Harry Gregson Williams.
Rupert.
Oh.
With the Wonder Woman. Hacksaw Ridge.
Harry Gregson Williams is the guy who.
Johnny. No.
Tarzan.
Yeah,
Tarzan. Ronnie.
That sounds
Robbie, like Ricky, and Mike.
Awful.
No.
Oh, now, if it was the New Edition doing the soundtrack.
Skrillex is doing the soundtrack.
Skrillex, what?
Old Dirty Bastard.
He did the Wonder Woman score. So.
All right. We'll see if he can. I don't like the Wonder Woman score. I'm not a fan.
I didn't like it in BVS. It grew on me in the movie.
Really?
In her movie.
I didn't like it.
Not it didn't scream iconic. I'll always remember it, but I it grew on me in the first. In the
it just seemed irritating by the time.
I don't
want to
get into
it.
That's not
McDonald's.
I'm loving it. It's all jazz music.
That's McDonald's, yo.
It's McDonald's. It's Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Well, everybody knows how iconic the Zack Snyder music is for Wonder Woman.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, no.
That's her theme now.
Not at all.
You know that Patty Jenkins was just like, oh, I got to use this.
You know, I love this really
but
empowering movie.
She made it
movie.
Work. I'm sorry, but I felt like she made it work in her
Can
movie.
Can we get this raunchy saxophone / guitar solo?
Now I'm trying to think of what the
What's cool is that she doesn't have to be she doesn't have to use it in the next movie because the whole idea is that it takes place in 84 now, so she can kind of switch up the tone and stuff.
If she doesn't use Patty Smyth, the Warrior
that was the
in that
weird
movie,
that was the weird thing what? By the way that you didn't bring up is that they went out of their way to say Wonder Woman 84 is not a sequel,
right? And
like they were very cryptically saying it's not a sequel for whatever reason.
Yeah,
they were saying
and Trevor is back, baby. He's back.
Yeah, they just love that Chris Pine. They're like, oh, we shouldn't have killed him.
Yeah, shouldn't have killed him.
Well, yeah. This one happens in the Kelvin timeline.
Oh, does it?
He didn't die in that airplane.
It caused ripples across everything, genres and all. Like genres,
Captain
timelines.
James T. Trevor. That's right. He's going to be in the Kelvin timeline. Well, listen, before we sign off for tonight, it's time to check what's under the desk tonight and find out what the master of hard media has got for us. Huh, Aaron?
Flop it on the table,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, put it, on,
flop
the
it on the
table. That's it. There you
I
go.
I didn't bring my copy. So.
That didn't sound very meaty.
Well, I guess we're moving on. Yeah.
What came out this week in some... hard media.
Hashtag me too. I think I'm triggered.
Probably the biggest thing is Ready Player One.
Ready Player One.
Which has multiple exclusives.
Where'd you pull that from?
Underneath where Aaron was. That's what he was hiding under there. So Ready Player One. I was not a huge fan, but I did pick it up. I'm going to give it a second chance.
Was not a huge fan, but I spent the extra $10 to get it in 4K.
That's right, I did.
So stupid.
Hey, this is an effects-laden movie. I should get it in 4K. Ready Player One, this is
Or
the,
you could just watch it with your eyes open.
This or you the, can just wait to get the digital copy from whichever one of us boneheads buy.
I should have, damn it.
Everybody else.
This is the Target
like
exclusive.
You always do.
I wanted to have the disc because I wanted to see how good the actual... I want to see how good the print was for it, so I'm very excited to see it. Ready
yeah,
Player
I think Target
one.
Has the best exclusive.
Does it have the best exclusive? Is
it
even better than Best Buy?
Bonus disc.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the DVD.
Set tour with you get a set tour with author Ernest Klein.
Ernest Klein.
That's pretty cool.
It's a 20-minute featurette about him wanting to steal props from a movie that was mostly digital.
Oh, what? You're horrible.
You mean they describe it in there. They're like, he wants to steal all the props from the set, but like, the majority of the movie is digital.
Wow.
There's no actual props to steal.
Gosh, it is 2 hours and 20 minutes long. Jeez. It's crazy. It's
just anyway, like a lovemaking session with me.
Ready Player One, directed by Steven Spielberg.
I'm like Sting.
Written by Ernest Cline.
Impressive.
So we got Ready Player One. That was the big one this week. What else?
Scream Factory released In the Mouth of Madness.
Yes. That's my favorite John Carpenter movie.
I heard well,
shut up.
That's my second favorite
More than
movie.
The Thing?
No. It's my second favorite.
More than Halloween?
More than Starman?
More than Starman?
The Thing is my favorite. My second favorite is In the Mouth of Madness. My third favorite is Halloween.
Where's Starman
Halloween
on that
gets
list?
Edged up.
I love the mouth in the Mouth of Madness because of how good Sam.
I don't
Neill
feel
is
like
movie.
You should be talking about John Carpenter.
What are you talking? You don't
yeah,
like
let's
in
speak
the
about
Starman.
I didn't say I didn't, but
we're
I would
to
not
talk about,
give that movie.
We're trying
more.
To talk about Starman
well,
over
of
here.
Starman, Shout announced that they're making a 2-disc collector's.
Yeah,
they're also Starman. Finally making the box set of Critters I've been waiting for. Why are you laughing?
How many Critters are there?
There's only one good Critters, and that's the one Angela Bassett in
oh,
space.
Oh, shut up.
Critters 2, right?
Critters 4.
That's four.
Critters 4. Angela four. Bassett in space.
Leonardo DiCaprio's in the third one.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes, he is. Yeah.
Taking out Christ.
That's right.
The second one's where the morphing alien one,
the
right?
second one is the worst one, I think.
No, they're in the first two. The second one's where they all form together and form one giant
one
ball.
One giant ball, yeah.
Oh, that was the second one? I thought that was the first one.
No. Yeah, the first one's great. Second one's even.
No, the like, second one was more fun, right?
You can't get them wet and you feed them after
no,
midnight.
No, those are gremlins.
Yeah. You shut your mouth, Todd.
Actually, those are Mogwais.
Yeah, those are Mogwais.
Gremlins are already
yeah.
have been wet.
Speaking of iconic soundtracks, Gremlins is pretty iconic.
Sure.
All right. What else is coming out? Anything else from the Shout Factory or the Scream yeah. Factory?
They released another Carpenter movie, Memoirs of an Invisible Man.
Underrated classic from John
I'll
Carpenter.
I'll agree with that. I used to love that movie
yep.
when it came out.
Yep, great movie.
Kind of ahead of its time for special yep. effects, too.
Starring Chevy Chase as the titular Invisible Man.
I was going to say Kevin Bacon.
That's the Hollow
no,
Man.
No, that's him now.
I love Memoirs of an Invisible Man. Great film. You should check it out. And it's one of those movies.
That was a good movie.
That does not have John Carpenter's name plastered on the front of it.
I didn't know that was John Carpenter.
Exactly my point. Yeah.
I think he's probably trying to make movies outside of his wheelhouse at that particular point. He wanted to prove himself as director without having. Because it's just like with Wes Craven. You attach your name to it. Like when he did, was it Tears of the Heart?
Yeah.
Is that the
Yeah, something
he
like
didn't want to have his name attached to it because he had that built-in reputation of being the horror director.
The one, Justin Timberlake. What was the name of that movie?
Crimey River.
No, Music of the Heart.
Oh, yeah, something Music of the Heart. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Well, just like Wes Craven did Red Eye.
Red Eye was great.
That's still
yes, he did. I knew
is.
That was a Wes Craven movie,
but that's a great. But he didn't really put his name on
it. It wasn't a big deal about it because it wasn't.
But I'm not a movie guy like you guys, and I actually knew.
Yeah.
Well, how dare
I think
you?
His mark was enough on it.
You think you know everything? Anyway,
I just admitted I don't know everything. Being a jerk.
Hey, you stupid man.
What else came out?
You stupid bro.
What else came out?
There's a set from Shout Factory that's actually really good. It's called Gravity Falls. It's actually a really good show.
Is that the Disney show?
Yeah, the Disney cartoon show. It is good.
What is it
very well written.
What's it about?
It's about some. It's like an eerie animated version of Erie, Indiana.
Oh, almost. Really? All right, cool.
This town has a lot of freaky, weird stuff, supernatural things, and the kids kind of get into adventures.
It's fun?
Yeah.
I wish it went longer, but it only went.
Very popular show.
Yeah.
3 seasons or something?
Yeah, like 3 seasons. Because Disney is only allowed like 3 seasons, apparently.
Wow, crazy.
But it's loaded with features.
They're turning.
Do I hear some bitterness over Wizards of Waverly Place, Aaron?
Yes.
Absolutely. A grown man that watches Wizards of Waverly Place, Aaron.
That's a funny show.
You know, I can't judge because I'm totally
into
the
Spotlight.
I was going
to say, you're the one that's super excited about that ugly Ninja Turtle cartoon coming out.
Well, that's actually good.
That looks like
I was going to make a joke about the Spotlight.
That looks like garbage, and you know it, Dr.
I just watched the first 4 episodes. It's great.
I don't know about the show, but
it's good.
The look of them is just so ugly to me.
They don't have nostrils. They're fine.
Yeah. Wow. All this lazy animation now in the 2000s.
It's not lazy animation. If you know anything about animation, these people are, I mean, maybe they use computers to
age. Those 5-year-old kids in Korea know what they're doing, dude. They could draw the same thing over and over again for hours.
Especially the attention to detail on the April character, where like the because she's one of the most animated characters in that group,
right?
I mean, they get really interesting shots and framing for the limited amount of because you can tell it's like they don't draw every. You know, it's like one frame per second or something. Like all you can right. tell, it's kind of a little.
Dr. Lee's commitment is making me want to give this thing.
It's
a
good. The writing is good.
All right, fine.
It's episodic, so it's you're not weighed down by
cartoons since the late 80s or early 90s.
This is fun, man.
All
it's
right,
good.
Fine.
Take it back. I watched that animated movie that sucked.
Oh,
the CG movie was good.
No, I have to tell you, the TMNT, and I will stand for that. I thought that was fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peter Laird was on the production team for that.
Yeah,
one.
He was. What else there, Aaron? What else is under that desk here that you got for us?
I don't know. That's pretty much about it for this week.
Is that it for the week?
The biggest one is Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. All right. Well, that's
still haven't seen it.
All right. If you're looking for hard media, all you got to do is come to My Comics and Collectibles when Aaron's here and look right under the desk. He's got it for you. It is you can check in with him every single week as a master of hard media.
You can check in with him every week here.
Yeah.
Like, does he do anything? He doesn't work or anything?
No. Just check in with him.
Just hangs out here all day long. Just
ask Dr. Leakes. Hey, is Aaron here?
I'm not a doctor.
And he'll come right out of the back.
Respond to that.
Yeah. And just ask him.
Gotta get Aliko a lab coat.
I think we should. We totally should.
I could get sued for libel.
Yeah, this Thursday.
You can get all of the cast members' T-shirts, and you want to get him a lab coat? Wow.
I am a doctor.
Oh, man. This Thursday.
You totally say I'm not a doctor every show.
I'm not.
That should be his name tag.
I just want a lab coat.
He should just in name tag say, I'm Dr. Leakes. I'm not a doctor.
Not a certified doctor.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. This Thursday is the premiere of Mission Impossible Fallout, starring the amazingly talented, the amazingly handsome, and
the amazingly mustached
Henry Cavill.
the movie that ruined Justice League.
And also starring Tom Cruise. Yes, you want to watch the movie that ruined Justice League? Come join the Nerd Watch as we do the premiere of Mission Impossible Fallout.
This you know what they call this movie in China?
What?
Mission Impossible.
Wow. Hey, Aaron, why don't you stand up for a sec?
What happened?
And show him your shirt.
So I'm excited.
Are you excited?
Let's see how excited you are.
Right. Fallout Boy.
You got Tom Cruise on your shirt. You're going to wear that to the premiere
as well?
That doesn't
happen often.
Yeah. You wearing that
I'm just
premiere?
Happy they brought Rebecca Ferguson back.
I did, too.
Oh, she was so foxy in the last
one. She was foxy for sure.
I am disappointed they didn't bring back Jeremy Renner, though.
He's entertaining.
I actually like
him. He died in the first one, didn't he?
Right. He was busy doing Infinity War 2.
Yeah.
Actually.
Hey, and listen, in Fallout, they should have brought him back. He's basically playing Hawkeye.
Well, Rogue Nation.
No, he's not.
He had, like, no role.
He
no,
had a bureaucratic really. Role in the last one. He wasn't even involved in the action in the last one.
Okay, fine. Then he was Hawkeye if he was in the S.H.I.E.L.D. then.
Oh, Jesus. You ever see a rival? It's like Hawkeye in that movie.
Yeah. Anyway,
he's like Hawkeye without any bows and arrows.
Check us
it's
out.
Like the same thing.
You should have seen him in Tag then.
Yeah, check him out this Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
You ever see the Hurt Locker? It's pretty much just Hawkeye in armored gear defusing bombs and stuff.
I never thought of it that way.
It's awesome. Never thought of it that way, but that's pretty awesome.
Exactly what it would be.
Oh, man. That's
if he ran out of arrows and had to defuse a bomb.
It's basically the same thing. Hawkeye without a bow and arrow.
He does have a bow and arrow, though.
Does he really?
Yes, he does.
I never saw the movie.
He does. You
in the beginning.
He's like, I ran out of arrows. I need to go defuse the bomb, then.
I tell you what, he's a crack shot with it because he can shoot some deer. It's pretty good. He's Hawkeye. It's all he plays.
Okay.
It's all every movie.
That sucks that didn't work out for me. I didn't see that movie.
Yeah,
I had no interest in it.
Awesome. Anyway,
I only saw the first three Bourne movies.
Join the Nerd. You should watch Legacy. It's actually very good. Join the Nerd Watch this Thursday night.
So good they went back to Matt Damon in the next one, right? He was so good in that one. They were like, you know what? Let's bring Matt Damon back.
He was good. Don't let Renner fool you. He was good.
The action in Legacy is great.
I like Renner. Too. Don't get me wrong. I like Renner.
Well, yeah. I mean, who was the guy that did the sequels? Who directed the sequels?
Paul Greengrass, and then Legacy was Tony Gilroy. Yeah,
Paul Greengrass is a terrible director.
Hey, you shut your mouth. He makes some great movies. Number one, and he also is responsible for that film with Tom Hanks.
Big.
No,
Philadelphia.
Captain Phillips.
Philadelphia. Oh, the one. I'm the captain now.
Yeah, I'm the captain now.
Look at me.
I'm the captain now.
Actually, I'm on a podcast now.
Look at me.
I'm on a podcast.
I'm your host now.
You think that guy? That's the name of the show.
You think that guy gets that all the time?
I'm sure he does.
Like he goes out in public and they're like, look at me. I'm your fan now.
I'm your fan
like
now.
He's at a mall somewhere. Somebody goes up to him like, hey, I'm the captain now. It's probably worse than, you know, Wakanda Forever for Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, man.
But if you want to talk about the best green grass, watch.
You want to talk about the best green grass, go to Paia.
Go to Muckwall.
Meet this guy with dreads named Dave.
Oh, watch Green Zone.
Oh, Green Zone's good, but right. I do have to beg to differ. I think Paul Greengrass's best film is United 93. I love that movie. Great film. What? No! Don't do a bill pull again. No.
You know what? Speaking of 9/11 movies, I really want to see that Charlie Sheen Whoopi Goldberg masterpiece.
Did that come out? I keep hearing about it, but I didn't know if that came out.
Did it come out?
Yeah. It did come
that
out.
That trailer was so terrible. Awful. It looked like Funny or Die produced it. Yeah. It was like, I can't believe this is a real
movie.
Maybe
it started off as a Funny or Die thing. They're like, you know, let's just edit this where it's not funny. And that way it's like we have a message.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to see
that. 9/11 really, shouldn't
really
happen.
Bad. Was it really bad?
That's what I heard.
Sweet. Can't wait.
No, I mean, compared to Doug Liman, who did the first Bourne, the fight sequences got real messy.
Paul Greengrass.
He shot action like Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, Paul Greengrass does have a tendency to shoot action a little bit erratically. I agree with
you.
It's not just erratic, though. I mean, it's like.
You can't follow it.
You can't follow it. It's all over the place. Yeah. And it's like, at that point, your choreography doesn't even have to be good for the fight scenes.
Yeah, that's why I said erratically, Todd.
Erotically?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I meant. Anyway,
erotic fight scenes.
We are running out of time for this show. Check us out this Thursday night, Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible.
If you want to touch A-Ron's Fallout, Mission Impossible Fallout shirt, you can do it this Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Maui Mall Megaplex. You're not going to want to miss
it. If you want to touch Aaron's Fallout Boy.
If you want to run his Mission Impossible Fallout shirt, you can do it this Thursday night at the Maui Mall Megaplex at 7 o'clock. Don't miss the Nerd Watch.
Henry Cavill with a mustache.
Henry Cavill with a mustache. All right.
Did you ever watch the they released the fight scene in the bathroom, like a good 2 minute clip of it?
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
when he rolls up his sleeves.
He rolls up his sleeves, does the thing where
he that's great, dude.
It's great, except for the part where the Asian dude that they're fighting rips a pipe out of the bottom of the bathroom wall. And I was like, is this Superman they're fighting? I mean, he literally grabs a pipe and rips it out of the wall. Like, it's like.
Asians could do that?
Wait. No.
Can you?
Wait, well, no. Hang
I'm
on
only
a second.
Half.
Oh.
Hang on a second. To be fair, when you hear dun, 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 and then you start. That's how you do it. That's how it happens in a mission.
You just get amped up.
You get superhuman strength when you hear that theme. That's what happens.
Kind of like in The Last Dragon
there might be
that's
more.
That's not Tom Cruise ripping it out of the wall.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
It's the Asian guy doing it. So the Asian guy gets empowered by the theme music of the movie that he's the bad guy in. He's like, I love the good guy's music in this movie. I want to rip this pipe out of the wall and hit him with it.
Well, I'm sure there's more to that scene because they usually cut scenes.
All right, well.
I am hoping that they show like something loosens or whatever because when I saw him just grab it and rip that out of the wall, I'm like, what the hell?
I'm very
it's like,
excited.
Ah, wall pipe. My favorite weapon.
Be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a 2.5 hour bonanza. No joke. It's going to be almost 3 hours long. Come join us, the Nerd Watch, for Mission Impossible.
You sound so exhausted, but this movie has been getting great reviews.
I'm very excited about it.
It's one of the few franchises that keeps kind of doing either consistently or better.
Hey, listen, if
because for a while, man, Mission Impossible was going to end
Fallout,
it too.
If Mission Impossible Fallout can be anywhere near as good as Mission Impossible 2, that'll be a great feat.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen.
Where are?
Yeah.
It's getting better reviews than Ghost Protocol.
Stop
which
it.
Was like the highest
Stop.
Regarded.
So until next week, boys and girls that are listening to the podcast, make sure you join us. If you guys want to download the show on iTunes, on Audio Boom, and on Stitcher, you guys can follow us at Facebook.com/NerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. And follow us on Instagram at @_NerdWatch. Don't worry, our Twitter account is safe because Todd's not running it.
I've been posting stuff that he says, though.
That's true.
Also, we don't even have a Twitter.
Hey, no one knows that. Until
they all know that because no one tweets anything.
I tweet the podcast out every week. We do it, so don't worry.
But nobody looks at it.
They do.
No, it does.
People like it. They actually put hearts on it and stuff.
Oh. Yeah, like you're like probably your mom and stuff.
Stop it. That's not fair and that's not right. And if she does, so what?
Don't you talk about his mama.
That's right. So until next week, we'll stick around with Facebook for a little while longer because it's getting kind of late, but we'll stick around with you guys for a little bit. So until next time, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Bernardi, have a lovely night. Gannon, we'll see you next week.
Shut up.
Yeah. Aaron, next week, we'll see you. Format, the gaming guru, and of course, Dr. Leaks. And
a doctor.
You are a doctor. And we'll see you guys right here on the show. Stay tuned, Facebook Live. Got a little more exclusive stuff with you guys right here on the program. Come it is myself, Jamari, and Tina. Peace out, much love. And surely always stay nerdy.
Shut up.
That's bad.
Now you need to say it.
No!